WRKA.
Good morning.
Morning, Uncle Hank.
Live from the Chestnut Center and Studio 4 in downtown Louisville.
When I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound.
It's Jeff and Gary in the morning.
Well, it's a big time weekend here. A lot of ticket giveaways. Of course, you know, we got the Oldies Cruise tonight, but more importantly, wacky WKLO reunion this weekend, Gary.
That's right. It happens tomorrow night at the Clifton Center, and you can go. 587-0494 is the number to call to buy tickets. $25. And of course, it goes to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. And they're saying now there's going to be over 40 former Wacky and WKLO DJs there. And we've got two of them in here this morning. We got both stations represented today. We got Chuck Jackson from WAKY, who worked from 73 to 78. You were on Wacky during my formative years. I heard you a lot when I was in the back seat.
Oh, man. Thank you.
I wasn't in the back seat with you, though. And I always liked that you used to do the countdown one night a week. You always used to count down the big 30 hits in Kentuckiana.
Used to do, I worked 5 straight years behind Coyote.
Yeah.
10 o'clock to 2 behind Brother Coot. And, I also used to do from 1 to 2, a talk show.
Oh, you did the Wacky Talk Show.
I did that. Used to do that. I believe it was on basically through the week. I would, run the music part of it till 1 o'clock, and then I would do a talk show from 1 to 2.
A little bit better than Milton Metz would do a talk show, I take it.
Oh, absolutely.
You smoked Milton, didn't you?
Yeah. I used to get guests. I would just watch certain individuals walk by when it was the River City Mall.
Come on in.
I'd run out the door and go, hey, come here.
You can't do that anymore out here. It's changed a little bit.
And then across the street at the Big 1080 WKLO, you had the rock and roll pig, Ron Lake. He's here too.
It's good to be back on the air in Louisville.
Yeah. You're a Louisville boy.
Louisville boy. And, I feel very honored to be a part of this fraternity because I grew up listening to Bailey and John W. Dude Walker and all those people. And then later in 73, sat behind the mic at 307 West Walnut, which is, of course, Muhammad Ali Boulevard now.
Yeah.
But I just feel honored to be a part of the fraternity.
Now, how long did you work at WKLO?
73, 74. And our staff at that time tried very hard to keep the old boogie radio era alive at WKLO, but ultimately we got kind of swept out the door.
So then when you left Louisville, you went to Nashville?
No, I went to WPOP in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, the pop sound.
Yeah, but had so much fun up there, and then went on to Philadelphia, and then down to Nashville.
Yeah, you worked at the Big 1510 down there, WLAC.
Afternoon drive at WLAC, afternoon drive in Philadelphia.
So you still live in Nashville?
I still do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll never leave.
No?
Got an 8-year-old granddaughter, can't leave her.
Now, what are you guys doing now?
Well, this career, I play with computers. I've got a little side company that does some sales promotions for radio stations, and I don't know what Chuck's doing.
Chuck, what are you doing now?
I do what every old DJ does once in his life. I sell used cars.
Gotta have it. You're exactly right.
I tell you,
he's selling used cars out in my hometown of LaGrange. So you gotta send out props to him now.
Go ahead. No, I do. I work for two gentlemen that that I grew up with, went to grade school with, Ray Perryman, and another gentleman, Trip Pottinger.
Oh yeah.
And I work at Car Biz right out in LaGrange. Great little it's just a great little spot.
It's right there on the Miracle Mile in LaGrange, isn't it?
It is.
Trip Pottinger's a great guy.
Yes,
great guy.
He is.
Doing some great things out there, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to come by and say hi, by
there
all
you
means.
Go.
How much did that just cost?
Oh,
could you? Could
we'll
you
worry about that later?
Could you give a man a good deal on a used car?
Every day,
yeah.
Every day we do.
You're better than Bob Ryan, smiling Irishman.
Bob doesn't hold a candle.
We look forward to seeing you guys this weekend. Now, Gary, I know ticket sales are going great. Now, are they going to have them at the door? at the Clifton
Center. Yes, you can buy tickets at the door at the Clifton Center, or you can buy your tickets ahead of time today at 587-0494, and it starts tomorrow night at the Clifton Center, and the Monarchs are going to hit the stage for the first time at around 8:30. Of course, we got a couple of members of the Monarchs who have not been with the band for a few years that are coming back just so that they can hang out with the former wacky WKLO jocks.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I have to ask Ron one question, since he's lived in Nashville for so many years. When you're going through the Walmart, you ever run into like Reba or Kenny Chesney or any of those people?
Well, actually, the last couple of weeks, it's been Keith and Nicole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're buzzing around town. And last Saturday night, was out to dinner, and two tables over from me was Goober.
George Lindsay! Oh.
George lives about 2 miles from me, and nobody was bothering Goober, but he walked through the restaurant reminding folks that this was the weekend for the Andy Griffith Marathon on TV Land.
Oh, great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Running into Goober, what would be, Louisville-wise, what would be the parallel there? That'd be like running into who?
Paul Horning.
There you go. Same thing.
Actually, the last time I saw Paul Horning, he was going across 4th Street carrying a Heisman Trophy. That's a true story.
On the way to the pawn shop?
Taking it to the pawn shop. That's
I don't think he needs to go there. He's doing all right. Guys, thank you so much. We look forward to tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
Big reunion. For more information, you can just go to our website, wrka.com.